dockside. We're along the Black River in downtown Port Huron. We're going to be here all day long. Lots to talk about, lots of different angles to cover in this Bell's Beer Bayview Mackinac race. One of the boats that we will be watching closely is Sojourner, because it is owned and raced by the Sea Scouts, a Boy Scouts of America troop that's based in Dearborn. They're sailing out of the Edison Boat Club in Detroit. And joining us right now is their advisor and the skipper of the Sojourner, Timothy Branson. Timothy, good morning. Timothy, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Good morning.
Fantastic. Good morning. I appreciate you being with us this morning. Tell us, first of all, a little bit about the Sea Scouts organization.
So our group is a Sea Scout ship in the Boy Scouts of America. We've got 16 kids and about 9 or 10 registered leaders. And then on the race, we actually have 5 kids and then 3 of the leaders.
And they are a division of the Boy Scouts of America dedicated to sailing, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much to water activity. Sea Scouts has been around for, actually, we celebrated our 106th anniversary this Monday. So it's kind of been around just as long as the Boy Scouts of America. The year after Boy Scouts was founded, Sea Scouts was founded.
This is a first for the Sea Scouts troop to sail in the Mackinac race, isn't it?
Yeah. As a group on our own boat, this is the first time. We have had a couple of the kids that are on the boat that have raced on a different boat, Time Machine, out of North Cape Yacht Club in past Max, but this is the first time we've done it on our boat, yeah.
What made you decide to do this?
Well, after we got the boat donated, the kids were like, wow, it's big enough that we could sail the Mac. I kind of snowballed from there.
I mean, not only have they been training to sail in this race, but they spent a lot of time restoring this boat, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when we got the boat, great guy, Richard King, out of North Star Sail Club, he donated the boat to the group, but it was a race boat. He raced in his local club's dock series races since 1981, so they raced it pretty hard, and it was kind of a mess when we got it.
Have any of these kids sailed in a Mackinac race before?
Yeah, we've got 2 of the kids on the boat have raced in the Mackinac before, but 3 have not. This would be their first Mackinac race.
All right, so you're going to have some experience there, and that helps. What about you? Have you sailed in the Mac races before?
Yeah, this is actually my second Mackinac. So it's my first time as a skipper of a boat in the Mackinac, but my second race.
Everybody's been looking at the weather for this weekend, saying it doesn't look like there's going to be a whole lot of wind out there. What does that mean for you or for your boat on this race?
Well, that'd be damaging for us.
But
it'll be
wind,
damaging,
right?
For everybody, pretty much. The our boat doesn't do real well with the wind of its nose. It does better with wind behind our tail, and it does look like the wind's going to shift around for the race and do that. So we can make some speed with very little wind, as long as it's behind us. So that's kind of our hope at this point.
Well, you got to go out there and you got to find it. Tell us a little bit about this crew. You think that they're up to the challenge? Are they ready for this Mackinac race?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The kids have been training pretty hard and working on the boat real hard. Actually, all the kids in the unit have been working really hard to make this happen for these 5 kids. But these kids especially, they've done a lot of sailing training. They've spent tons and tons of time on the boat, getting to know all the little quirks with the boat and how to make it do what we need it to do for the race. So, yeah, I'm very confident that these guys they're ready for the challenge.
We say kids. We should point out these kids are teenagers for the most part, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my youngest kid on the boat is 17 years old, and the oldest is 20.
Well, they are, I'm sure, up to the challenge and really looking forward to this race tomorrow and hopefully getting to the island quickly, right?
Yeah, we're shooting for, well, based on the wind forecast and the amount of speed that we can make out of that, we're shooting for Monday lunchtime.
All right. We hope to see you there by then, if not sooner. Timothy, thanks for your time this morning. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for all that you do with the Sea Scouts. It's going to be a fun race to watch and a fun boat to follow along the way.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Right.
It's come a long way, and there's a lot of people that got us here.
Yeah, you worked really hard on this. I know that. And these kids, I'm sure, are just chomping at the bit to get out there on the water tomorrow, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. yeah, we've got a ton of support crew here at the Port Huron Yacht Club and back home at the Edison Boat Club cheering everybody on. So it's going to be exciting, that's for sure.
All right. I hope you hear a big cheer from the crowd when Sojourner goes by. Timothy, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.